The bananas we eat today are different from those in our grandparents' day, and our grandchildren have another variety entirely. We will share the details from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Spring is here, and as the weather warms up, we want to enjoy the outdoors, looking and feeling better. But to do that, we must shed those winter pounds. But how do you do that? If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new 2-minute ritual. A ritual so powerful, it's saving lives. This 2-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This 2-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the 2-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 5th, the 95th day of the year. Screen legends Bette Davis and Spencer Tracy were born on this day. Just over a half century ago, the predominant mass-produced banana was a cultivar called Big Mike. But in the 1950s, an unstoppable fungus wiped out Big Mike, forcing producers to find a suitable replacement. That's the Cavendish banana, the one we find in supermarkets today. But monoculture crops are very susceptible to disease, and the Cavendish is now facing the same fate as Big Mike. So far, efforts to breed a marketable disease-resistant banana haven't been very fruitful. Genetic modification may be the next step for saving bananas as we know them. Cross your fingers that the Cavendish can be saved. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.